Uncle Sam is broke. By the staff of AFP. Once again, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican, Georgia, is taking a stand and putting America first. In early September, the Georgia Republican Congresswoman introduced 8 America Only amendments to the massive $925 billion National Defense Authorization Act NDAA that would strip all funding for foreign militaries, including Syria, Ukraine, Iraq, and, importantly, Israel. While the NDAA does not provide the actual funding for the Department of War, it does authorize and define the funding levels as requested by the White House and Congress. The United States is $37 trillion in debt to global bankers. One would think that the self-avowed fiscal conservatives who currently control Congress would support Greene's measures, but that is not the case. Greene announced, "Leadership is only allowing 3 to go to the floor of the House for a vote. Republican congressional leaders blocked my amendments to stop sending money to Ukraine, Israel, Syria, Iraq, and border security for other countries." A search of congressional roll calls showed the amendments that the Republican leadership did allow votes on failed, some by sizable margins. For example, H.Amt. 55, which strikes hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for the Israeli cooperative programs, failed by a vote of 6 to 422. Despite the ongoing genocide in Gaza, the only members of Congress to vote against funding more death and destruction were Representatives Al Green, Democrat, Texas; Ilhan Omar, Democrat, Minnesota; Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican, Georgia; Summer Lee, Democrat, Pennsylvania; Tom S. Massey, Republican, Kentucky; and Rashida Tlaib, Democrat, Michigan. On the other hand, 76 bold congressmen, all of whom were Republicans, voted in favor of Greene's amendment to cut funding for the military of Ukraine. Recently, Greene went on left-wing talk show, The Young Turks, to explain why the United States can no longer afford to fund foreign militaries like the Israel Defense Forces and the Ukrainian Armed Forces. She told the hosts, "We're $37 trillion in debt. We shouldn't be funding foreign countries, because America's broke, and we really need to get focused on our own country and our own people's problems." Specifically, she cited amendments to remove $600 million for Ukraine, as well as several amendments to strip funding from Israel that include $500 million for the military, as well as $55 million for Israel's counter-drone program, and another $70 million to root out the tunnels Palestinian fighters use to fight back against Israeli forces. Greene singled out Israel for the amount of taxpayers' money Congress appropriates annually for that country's military. Greene said, "U.S. already provides nuclear-armed Israel with $3.8 billion annually in foreign aid. In 2024, in the security supplemental, we gave $8.7 billion to Israel. During the recent 12-day war with Iran in June, the U.S. used 15% to 20% of our terminal high-altitude area defense missile stockpile defending Israel. That cost the United States somewhere over $800 million. Blasting her critics, Greene added, "It's not anti-Semitic to say America should keep our money and invest our own hard-earned tax dollars in our own interest, especially for a country like Israel that is nuclear-armed and is doing so well economically. They're able to provide free healthcare and college." For too long, voices like Greene's have been rare in Washington, but her points make sense, especially after President Donald Trump promised on the campaign trail to get America's out-of-control spending under control. Greene concluded, "My argument is we've got so many problems here at home. I really want to see the United States Congress focus on the American people.